Race medicine, new medical school standards require competencies in white privilege, anti-colonialism. By Brecken Eftis on July 22, 2022. The Association of American Medical Colleges released new standards for teaching medicine that require students to achieve competencies in white privilege, anti-colonialism, and race as a social construct, among other race essentialist ideas. Since the founding of the United States, there have been systemic health and healthcare inequities grounded in racism, sexism, homophobia, classism, and other forms of discrimination that still permeate our current health system. The diversity, equity, and inclusion competencies across the learning continuum, which the OMC released this month, states. Recent broad societal calls for social justice and the disparate impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic have added urgency to the need for improved integration of diversity, equity, inclusion, and anti-racism in medical education and training, it continues. According to the OMC, it is therefore incumbent that requirements and curriculums for medical school be changed to reflect the American left's social justice proclivities. Because the radical left requires that race and gender training ought to be a perpetual state of being, the three stages of training are referred to as new to day journey, advancing along day journey, and continuing day journey. Therefore, someone who is new to the journey, entering residency, must demonstrate evidence of self-reflection and how one's personal identities, biases, and lived experiences may influence one's perspectives, clinical decision-making, and practice, according to the guidance. They must also demonstrate the value of diversity by incorporating dimensions of diversity into the patient's health assessment and treatment plan, as well as knowledge of the intersectionality of a patient's multiple identities and how each identity may result in varied and multiple forms of oppression or privilege related to clinical decisions and practice. Emphasis added. Faculty physicians are supposed to play the part of role model in showing how to institute the thinking into medical practice. Those entering residency are also expected to identify systems of power, privilege, and oppression and their impacts on health outcomes. For example, white privilege, racism, sexism, heterosexism, ableism, religious oppression. Articulating race as a social construct is also required for young doctors because it is apparently a cause of health and healthcare inequities, though not a risk factor for disease. This exercise is part of the OMC's push to practice anti-racism and critical consciousness in healthcare. Further in that section, the OMC identifies colonization, white supremacy, acculturation, and assimilation as systems of oppression on health and healthcare. Emphasis added. The document states, the origins of these inequities are often rooted in systemic racism and discrimination. At the nexus of education and clinical care, academic medicine has a responsibility to address and mitigate the factors that drive racism and bias in healthcare and to prepare physicians who are culturally responsive and trained to address these issues. The OMC has quite a bit of power in forcing this ideology into medical schools across the country. Indeed, the organization has some control over medical school accreditation and could threaten that unless a school complies with its race medicine prescriptions. Similarly, the OMC administers the MCAT, the Medical College Admissions Test, where it can force medical students to be learned in the ideology at risk of failing and being unable to be accepted into medical schools. The OMC competencies are important as it is one of the sponsoring organizations that governs the Accrediting Agency for American Medical Schools, the LCME. Dr. Stanley Goldfarb, chairman of Do No Harm, told Breitbart News. This document will become a template for how medical students will be educated throughout the country, and it is a profoundly political and discriminatory document. It will force students to accept the tenets of critical race theory in their medical training and undermine the trust that patients must have in their physicians. Brecken Eftis is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter at Brecken Eftis.